Watching a guy spin fire is almost like reading a personal letter that he has written to you. It speaks to you and gives you this light, anxious feeling because you know that he knows at any moment he could screw up and go up in flames, and he doesn't care. He loves it. He craves it. And it makes you want to have that same feeling. By watching him spin, you can see that he is in love with the flame. Or if not the flame, he is in love with the energy of the rush that it gives him. With each move of his body and twist of his wrist, you can almost taste the excitement that he tries to hide. But you can't fool anyone. We see it. We can almost taste it. And that is what makes Firepoi an art. The arousal of the senses that comes from watching it. The excitement that you feel is the same excitement the spinner feels. And a true artist is able to convey all of his feelings by way of his expression, whether it be paint, poem, or poi.
Okay, so that is James Gottenboss. If you didn't fully catch what he was talking about there, he was reading a quote about fire spinners. James and friends from the AK Fire Circus practice in Town Square every Wednesday. You can also catch me down there, too. Here's Max Walton.
Anybody can come down, and if you want to learn something, you want to learn how to hula hoop, or you want to learn how to spin poi, or juggle, or devil sticks, or anything like that, you can come down. And as well, we do kind of open performance, where we have fire, and everyone can kind of practice and learn from each other.
Typically, on practice nights, I've seen 15 or more people, some with the tools needed to keep the fire going.
It's a Kevlar wick, and attached to ball-bearing chain, or any type of chain or wire I've seen with handles. You soak the Kevlar in white gas, kerosene, any type of flammable liquid, preferably white gas, because gasoline will eat away at the Kevlar more, so you won't get many uses out of it. And then you soak it, light it, and spin it. Make sure you don't hit anyone or yourself.
Garrett Perkins has watched the scene grow.
We've had so many kids that just come down here at the park and were doing whatever sketchy behavior, and now they're really interested in body manipulation and how to engender this like sense of social will. I love it. It's a community that is being built off of one man's talent, and everyone else comes and shows their talent, and we've all joined in since then.
The one man Perkins is talking about is Roger Fire Dodger.
It appeals to a lot of different people. So, you know, we wind up with all sorts of people coming and sharing different tricks, and random people walk by and have something to offer, and pretty soon they're coming every week. So it's been really cool.
I can't explain it better than Roger. The one thing that might cross people's minds as they watch the performers is, what do the cops think about this?
They'll just sit and watch, make sure we're not doing anything malicious. They came and they said we couldn't crack the bullwhip because it sounded too much like gunfire, which is understandable.
Well, we covered the police. Now what about the fire department? Max, inform us, please.
As long as, we're safe and doing everything as we are as professionals, you know, they allow us.
Roger and James, tell us more about the sensations the performers get while doing these dangerous feats.
Makes me feel happy. It makes me just at peace. I love the fire. I love people staring at me and going, oh my God, that's awesome. And I love showing people and teaching people and just everything about it.
I got a fiery passion for it. There's a cool moment to it where all you're really concerned about is like the action, and you're not thinking about pressing problems. You're just kind of wrapped up in the second.
Practice is every Wednesday from 8 to 11 p.m. In the winter, though, AK Fire Circus will move practice to the dance studio at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. With the Alaska Team Media Institute, I'm Chelsea Stender.